Title: Transition Warp Breakdown from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Beginner Lesson. Alright, let's build a proper jungle-style transition breakdown from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using only stock tools. The goal here is simple. We're going to take a breakbeat that's nice and locked, then gradually make it feel like it's melting, rewinding, and stretching, and then we'll snap it back into a clean drop so it hits harder. This is one of those classic old-school moves where the breakdown doesn't just get quiet. It gets darker, it gets weirder, it gets wider and more spaced out, but it still feels intentional. And the secret is contrast. Unstable breakdown. Lock drop. Step 1. Set up the project so the grid is working for you. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want the classic old school pace, set it to 170. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create a few tracks. Make an auto track called Break. Create two return tracks. Return A for reverb, return B for delay. Optionally, add an audio track called Effects or Impacts and a MIDI track called PAD or Atmos if you want some background vibe. We're going to work in arrangement view, because transitions in jungle are arrangement driven. This is the part where the track tells a story. Now load a breakbeat. Drag in a classic style break sample onto the break track. Amen, think, funky drummer. Whatever you've got that's crunchy and has character. Double click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Now, this next part is super important. Before we do any crazy warping, we need an anchor. That's your locked version of the break. If the anchor is right, everything else can get weird safely. So check the seg. BB them. If Ableton guessed it, verify it. If it's a perfect one-bar loop, make sure it actually loops one bar cleanly and lines up with the grid. Don't go placing warp markers everywhere. Beginners do that and it causes ugly timing artifacts. Use only what you need to get the loop starting clean and ending clean. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose 1/16, because that gives you the tight jungle chop feel. Transient loop mode on forward. Envelope somewhere around 30 to 60. Lower envelope is tighter and clickier. Higher envelope smears more. Play it with the metronome for a second. Your break should feel locked at 170. Now we're going to create the arrangement skeleton. Groove, breakdown, drop. Lay down 8 bars of your normal break groove first. This is important because the breakdown needs a before to contrast against. Then duplicate at groove later so you have a clean section ready to come back in after the breakdown. A simple structure is bars 1 to 9, groove, bars 9 to 25, breakdown, that's 16 bars, then bar 25, drop back in. Now we build the DJ pullback foundation, filtering, grit, and some safety. On the break track, add auto filter first, then add saturator, optionally add utility, and optionally a limiter just as a safety while you're learning. Auto filter. Choose a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Start with the cutoff pretty open, like 18 kHz, basically full brightness. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Keep it tasteful. We want tension, not a whistling laser. Saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. That gets you closer to that sample through a box vibe. Now automate the filter cutoff in arrangement view across the full 16-bar breakdown. Start open at the beginning of the breakdown and slowly close it so by the end you're down around, say, 200 to 800 Hz depending on how dramatic you want it. Here's a coach note that changes everything. Don't just turn the breakdown down with the track fader. Beginners do that and the breakdown disappears. Instead, keep the loudness more stable and make it feel like it pulls back by removing highs, adding reverb, and reducing transient clarity. Then the drop feels huge because it's clearer, not just louder. Optional. In the last 4 bars of the breakdown, automate the resonance up just a bit. That little extra bite feels like tension. Cool. Now the fun part, the actual warp breakdown, where we degrade time on purpose. We'll do a beginner-friendly method first. Split the breakdown into 4 chunks, each 4 bars long, so you'll have bars 9 to 13, 13 to 17, 17 to 21, and 21 to 25. Duplicate your break clip so each chunk is its own clip. We're going to change warp character per chunk. Important. We're not trying to drift off tempo. We want it on grid, but with a changing texture, like the sampler is struggling. Chunk 1, bars 9 to 13. Keep it in beats mode. Preserve 1/16. Envelope around 40. This is still fairly tight, just the start of the pullback. Chunk 2, bars 13 to 17. Still beats mode, but loosen it. Change preserve to 1/8. Increase envelope to around 60 to 80. Now it starts to smear and chew a bit more. This is where the listener goes, okay, something's happening. Chunk 3. Bars 17 to 21. Switch warp mode to tones. Grain size around 20 to 40. This is where you get those watery stretch artifacts. It's not realistic. It's vibey. Great for breakdowns. Chunk 4. Bars 21 to 25. Switch warp mode to texture. Grain size bigger, like 80 to 150. Flux around 20 to 40. Now it really melts. It's like tape warping in a humid basement rave. As you do this, keep checking that the clip start and end points still land cleanly on bar lines. If something feels late or early, don't immediately start adding warp markers everywhere. Try moving the clip boundary to a cleaner grid point, like the nearest 1/8 or 1/16. Think like an editor, not like a repair tech. Next, let's add controlled stutters. This is a jungle classic. After saturator on the break track, add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar, grade to 1/8 to start. Variation around 0 to 20%, gate around 40 to 70. Pitch at 0, chance at 0 for now, because we're going to automate it. Now go to the last 4 bars of the breakdown and automate 3 things. Chance from 0% up to about 30 to 60%. Grid from 1/8 down to 1/16, so it gets more frantic. Mix from 0 up to maybe 25 to 40%, so it's not destroying the whole break. Teacher tip. Keep one special move per 4 bars. If everything is stuttering, filtering, reversing, and pitching all at once, it turns into mush. But if each 4-bar block has one clear headline moment, it sounds intentional and old school. Now we add the dramatic time fall right before the drop. In the final bar of the breakdown, bar 24 to 25, we'll do a take-stop style move. Easiest option. Automate clip transpose from 0 down to minus 12 or even minus 24 over the last beat or the whole bar. That gives a clear pitch fall. If you want it to feel like real tape, duplicate just that last bar as its own clip and set warp mode to repitch. Repitch links pitch and timing like a record slowing down. It's a really iconic jungle transition sound. You can also combine that with your auto filter closing a bit faster in the last half bar, so it feels like it's getting swallowed. Now let's set up space with returns, because sends are one of the most pro transition tools in Ableton. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Tick a Hall algorithm. Set decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the hit still has a little definition before the wash blooms. High cut around 6 to 10k so it's darker and more jungle. Because it's a return, keep it 100% wet. Now here's a simple trick to stop reverb from eating your drums. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. That keeps low-end mud out of the reverb tail. If the snare starts to feel harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4k on that return. On return B, load echo. Set the time to 1/4, or try 1/8 dotted for that ravey bounce. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Roll off some highs with the echo filter. Add a touch of modulation so it moves. Now automate the sends from the break track during the breakdown. Gradually raise the reverb send as the filter closes. Maybe bring in a bit of delay too. And then, right before the drop, hard cut those sends down, or at least pull them close to zero. That's how you stop the tail from smearing your first snare when the drop hits. Now let's create the impact moment, silence plus hit. Right before bar 25, make a tiny gap. Cut the breakout for the last 1/8 note, or 1/4 note if you want it more dramatic. That micro silence is like the inhale before the punch. On the FX or impacts track, and a crash, a sub drop, a stab, whatever fits. Classic jungle trick, put a reverse crash into the silence gap. Then the drop hits. If you want the reverse sound but you don't want to kill your drum punch, reverse only reverb, not the whole break. Take a snare hit, send it through huge reverb, resample it, reverse that audio, and place it leading into the drop. Your main break stays crisp. Now the final step, the re-entry. At bar 25, bring back your anchor clip. The clean, locked version. Beats mode, 1/16 preserve. Minimal smear. Open your filter back up. Pull your reverb and delay sends back down. If you want an extra drop feels tighter trick, automate utility width. In the breakdown, you can go a bit wide, like 110 to 130%. At the drop, return to 100 or even slightly narrower. The brain hears that focus as punch. Quick recap so you remember the whole recipe. You set the session to around 170 BPM and got a break looping perfectly as your anchor. You arranged an 8-bar groove, then a 16-bar breakdown, then a clean return. You built the breakdown with a DJ pullback, low-pass filtering and added space. You degraded the break on purpose by changing warp character in 4 stages, beats tight, beats loose, tones, then texture melt. You added controlled stutters with beat repeat automation, not always on chaos. You created a tape stop moment with repitch or transpose automation. And you made the drop hit hard using a micro silence and a clean re-entry. Mini challenge for you. Make 2 versions using the same exact arrangement. Version A is mostly DJ pullback, filter and sends. Only 1 obvious warp moment at the end. Version B is sampler melt. At least 3 intentional edit moments, plus resample 1 warped bar and feature it, and optionally add a ghost layer underneath that feels like it's dragging without actually going off-grid. If you tell me which break you're using and whether you want immense style sharpness or thing style smoothness, I can map out a beginner-friendly 16-bar event plan, like what happens every 2 bars, so it stays authentic and doesn't turn into random effects soup.